Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's live stream here on the Rachel Varga Podcast. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe, hit the bell notification so that you know when new episodes are dropped, and also subscribe on the Rachel Varga Podcast. Today, we're going to talk with Victor Mifsud, who actually one of my girlfriends, Jenna, from Upgrade Labs, introduced me to Victor. Talk about, you know, healing ourselves from within, utilizing our own biology and all that cool stuff. So in today's episode, Victor Mifsud and I will share how we can enhance our vision, as vision loss can be a part of the aging process. I mean, look at me, I got my glasses on. And how we can harness our own biology to heal. Let me tell you a little bit about Victor here. So Victor Mifsud is a citizen scientist, biohacker, advocate, and filmmaker with 10 plus years in the psychedelic and health optimization space. He also happens to be legally blind. Director of the My Personal feature-length documentary, My Neuroplastic Adventure, his journey takes us from the cutting edge of neuroscience to ancient tribal healing medicines. Victor has worked with renowned scientists and healers such as Dr. Gabor Maté, Dr. Lara Boyd, Dr. Norman Doidge, to name a few. It's so great to have Victor joining us here today because he is also a fellow Canadian. What's up, Victor? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing really great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. And why don't we just kind of jump in and have you share with everybody. Tell us about your story and why you do the work that you do. And by the way, I love your t-shirt. Victor's rocking a Pink Floyd t-shirt. Pink Floyd is one of my favorite artists and guitarists of all time. So y'all know this is going to be a good episode. So tell us your story, Victor.
All right. Well, to get to the short of it, at 9 years old, I was diagnosed with a genetic vision condition called retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short. When I got that diagnosis, I was first complaining to my mother that I found it very hard to see while playing in low light or in the dark. And I eventually got diagnosed with this condition at 9, like I said, and it didn't really affect my life too much early on, just because of where I was living and how I was living at home. But it, looking back, I feel actually it really did. Anyway, the symptoms of retinitis pigmentosa are like tunnel vision and night blindness. So I have central vision, but I have a limited visual field. There's nothing in Western medicine that can be done about it. So I was actually told I was going to be going fully blind by the time I was 30. I was able to get my driver's license because my eyes weren't that bad. So at 16, I got my driver's license. And then at 21, I did lose my license because my vision began to deteriorate. So that was over 20 years ago. I'm going to be 43 on Monday. So I'm not fully blind yet. I am legally blind. So I've been learning and finding out what I can do to take my health into my own hands and to see if I can actually, you know, stop the progression or even reverse this condition. And I've learned some really, really interesting things along the way from reading books like Dr. Norman Deutsch, Dr. Gabor Mate, just about neuroplasticity and the body's ability to heal if given the right environment. So I've learned some pretty fascinating things and have had some awesome results for myself. And it's just been so profound of getting this right environment to heal.
That's beautiful. And one of my, yes, I hear what you're saying. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, one of my favorite people to tune into on the topic of really being able to heal from within and doing that work. I love these kind of topics. So I'm going to open it up to questions here because this is a live stream. Leave us your live questions on Facebook and YouTube here in the comment section about healing from within and utilizing our own biology and mindset to heal. And this is a really important topic because now more than ever, we have to become our own health and wellness advocates. We can no longer listen to the general narrative that's being put out. We know that might not always be the best for us. And just a disclaimer that what we're going to share here isn't considered medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. The last 10 and a half years of my double board certified nursing practice have actually been in ophthalmology and oculoplastic surgery. So the eyes, the vision, this is all really, really important stuff. So how did you improve your vision from having that diagnosis that you're going to go blind at such and such age? How did you reverse vision loss?
Well, there's a couple of parts to our vision. There's our central vision and then our visual fields. My issue is a visual fields issue. I also did have central vision issue as in I needed glasses. So I first kind of started to tackle that. I came across a book called Take Off Your Glasses and See that was written by Dr. Jacob Lieberman, who's also a mentor of mine. Why is it that when it comes to everything else in the body, the eyes don't heal or they're stuck, or if your vision can worse, how come it can't get better? That always kind of that's what I was always told, and that's what I believed. And then until I kind of got an understanding of how modern optometry works, a lot of the times the glasses that they prescribe actually hinder your eyes from reversing or healing, just because of the way the lenses are prescribed. If they have what are they called now, it's
astigmatism
compensation usually allows locks the eyes into place, and the eyes actually need to move around to sort of get exercised essentially. Also, there's the way light is blocked, essential light nutrients are blocked by the glass of the glasses. So there's a few parts to it. There's also a big emotional component that not a lot of people realize, like how trauma can affect your ability to see things. Because if a trauma happened at a certain distance, your body unconsciously doesn't want to see it. Hence, it blurs it out. And there are techniques that you can do, especially to help reduce your need for glasses, which I ended up reducing my prescription by up to 33% when I did wear glasses for distance vision. And it's most definitely possible. A lot can be done with red light therapy. Infrared light therapy on the eyes is huge, because we're living in such an indoor life existence. We're not exposed to the reds and the purples of the frequency, which are just so crucial. I mean, we have such a fear for sun and light that it's going to damage our eyes. Meanwhile, we're okay to block natural sunlight with sunglasses and not okay blocking synthetic junk light through LED our computers here and you know, fluorescent lights is just absolutely junk light. And it's just,
I just sent you a note in the chat there. And while you're doing that, I just want to interject here because you hit some really cool things, and there are some things that we do, both Victor and I do for our eye health. And I totally echo what you're saying. Me being in the space of rejuvenation and all of that, there tends to be the stigma around the sun. It's like, the sun is totally bad. It's going to age. And it's funny, when I get interviewed this, I got interviewed by Dr. Serge the other day, and someone in the chat was like, oh, are you like anti-sun? I'm like, heck no. You know how many supplements I take to mitigate oxidative stress and how much full body sun exposure I get as often as I can. So a couple of things that I do for my eye health is I get natural sun exposure in my eyeballs without my glasses on every morning. I love sun gazing in the evening as well, when I'm in the water doing my cold plunge. The way that I distract myself through my cold plunge is actually like basically sun gazing. And that's a very ancient tribal technique for healing and meditation. I know you have a huge experience with this, so I want you to dive in a second. Yes, I love red light therapy. Things like the Juve light, which you guys can get at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. I have some sweet promo codes and discount codes that you guys can use there. You can use the the goggles, but actually I found that the red light actually helps with my dry eye. 50% of us have dry eye. That could be another contributing factor to spur on vision loss and things like that. You can do warm compresses. You have to make sure you're using skincare products that aren't going to be irritating your eyes. That's really important as well, making sure you're not using toxic makeup. And I also agree that we're so scared of light that we're not giving our body and our eyes the opportunity to access some of the most unadulterated light and source energy, which is the sun. But we still have to be careful with things like wind exposure, prolonged sun exposure for the eyes. Those are just a couple of things that I do. And I'm sure there's others that I'm not remembering, but there's other supplements you could take, like lutein. So in the Omega supplement, that the Renew and Protect formula that you can get at rachelvarga.ca/store, this has lutein, and this is actually helpful for eye health as well. So jump in here, Victor, and tell us all about what you do too.
Supplement wise, I've been using a couple of different types of eye drops. Things like, it's an NAC eye drop. In Canada, I think it's called Ortho Eyes. In the States, I believe it's called Can-C eye drops. It's made from L-carnosine, I believe, which is technically a peptide. And I've been super fascinated with the peptide world. I know I was talking with Jen a lot about that. So it's just really, really, really fascinating. Peptides are, it's a whole, maybe it's, this is a whole other conversation, but my diet.
I love peptides. I am no stranger to peptides. And I love that you mentioned, the NAC eye drops. I've never heard of that in an ophthalmic solution form. So heck yeah, I'm going to be looking into that. Thanks for that tip.
Yeah, no worries. They're really fascinating. I can send you a link on where to get them from. I think I did mention the brand that I've been using. I use them every day. They help with the detoxification. They help with dry eyes. And again, they're you know, it's a natural amino acid. So I've been fascinated with that. I've been using a peptide TB4 as an eye drop formula, which I've gotten custom made. There's another eye drops that I get from Russia. It's called SKQ1, which is very fascinating. Maybe something to look into. I've been using those three predominantly. And amongst this other huge peptide protocol that I've been using, that's been directed by the Russians, the Dr. Professor Cavinson, who initiated a lot of the peptide bioregulator research, and I'm working with Dr. Seeds. He's the head of the, he used to be the head of the International Peptide Society until they transferred over. So I'm getting some interesting care to help reverse my vision loss, specifically my retinitis pigmentosa. So the Russians frontiered a lot of this ophthalmology to reverse vision loss through these retinal peptides. Amongst these pineal gland regulators, it's kind of a whole systems approach, but once they include the retinal peptide, they've shown some profound results in terms of reducing the delay of the deterioration and in fact reversing it. So I've been on this protocol for about 2 years, and I've had some I got my last optometry results from my visual fields test and have in fact shown increase in visual fields, which again is never really heard of in the Western approach.
That is absolutely amazing. So you mentioned a couple things here, NAC eye drops and SKQ1 eye drops. Now, when we're talking about peptides, it really matters the source of where you're getting them from. Are you comfortable relaying the source?
Yeah. I mean, there's, again, this is not medical advice. And I mean, I know peptides kind of sit in a bit of a gray zone.
We've already done the disclaimer.
Right. Okay. These drops, I mean, the peptide drops you can find on wherever, the AOR drops I mentioned. The SKQ1, they're only in Russia, and I've been buying them off eBay. And the TB4, they were custom made. I know there's a lab here in Canada that makes them for research purposes only that I really like because it's amazing quality, made in Canada, not China. Called Can Labs, which I really like. I'm also getting them from the peptide bioregulators as well. They're considered like a food supplement, so they're actually within the realm of being like okay to take. So these are peptide bioregulators, and you can find those everywhere, and they're a nice adjunct into peptide therapy. So most peptides, unfortunately, have to be injected subcutaneously, which ekes people out a bit. And I was one of those people, but now I'm easy breezy with it all. So it's, just going down a bit of the peptide rabbit hole, I mean, things like BPC, things like TB4, thymosin alpha 1 have such profound effects on the immune system and sleep and just overall reduction of inflammation. You can actually, in fact, use BPC. I forgot to mention that one. There's a liquid stable form of BPC, which you can, in fact, drop in the eyes as well. And it's very beneficial for the eyes. So, fascinating stuff.
That is super fascinating because, you know, I'm going to be diving into this. I've been working with lasers for like 10 and a half years or so. So I have had to be very careful with my eye health and actually recovering from some things. And it's funny, I had a concussion a couple of months ago, and I noticed my vision was a little bit off from it. And I do a lot of kickboxing, martial arts. My hubby's a 6-time pro world champion kickboxer, and he has this new bag. It's stationary on the ground. If you check out my hubby's channel, Gabriel Varga Official on YouTube, you'll see us kind of playing around on it. But I love using kickboxing and martial arts for actually training my acuity and my precision, my depth perception, because with this bag, I have to make like literally centimeter to millimeter adjustments to actually make contact because it's constantly moving. And it's a really good challenge. So when you mention things like muscle eye movement, there's a whole rabbit hole to do with that, with training your ocular muscles. Because right now we're really just looking at a computer screen. And if we're in the wilderness, you know, there's a bear here. I saw a bear the other day, 2 elk, frog, donkey. It was like the weirdest animal experience, like crazy animals popping out of nowhere on my off-grid day. But we need to be really aware of what's around us and with our visual field and make sure that we're maintaining that. So thank you so much for dropping those peptide links. That's awesome.
Well, I should mention that it's important for visual health to every so often, if you're doing computer work, because again, the distance from your eyes to the computer is just such a short distance. And, you know, us growing up in school and, I mean, you guys are in BC, so maybe it's a bit different than living in Ontario. We don't have mountains. So it's very important to actually train the eyes to look at faraway vistas, because again, there's this whole approach of, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So the eyes need to look far away, but if you're constantly looking, the eyes are like, well, I'm only looking close. So, and then there's this perpetuation of having to, you know, myopic, or what's the other one?
Presbyopic, myopic, or astigmatism, all sorts of things. I do want to interject here for a second, because I don't recommend getting your stuff on Amazon or eBay. I always say that on my channel, because I am so aware of the counterfeit supplement industry, the counterfeit beauty industry, skincare, makeup, peptides for sure. If you are getting it on those sites, it's super dodgy. And so I'll be sharing some of my favorite spots to get peptides, because honestly, I do feel like this is the future. It's kind of the wild, wild west with a lot of biohackers right now doing their own peptide therapy at home with subcutaneous needle injections. So there's some potential issues around that. But once the stuff becomes more commonplace and well received, the literature is there. But for some reason, we're not hearing a ton of health providers talk about this stuff. And I think it's actually just because they really don't know about it yet. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a bit twofold. Yes, not a lot of people know about it, but actually it's blowing up, because last week they had the International Peptide Conference in Las Vegas, the first ever one, and it was rammed. I know a couple of friends that went there, some practitioners, and so it's definitely blowing up. I mean, we're at such a crisis right now, mental health crisis, just health crisis in general, where people are sick and doctors just don't know what to say. So people are getting desperate, and things like peptides are really shown to make a radical difference. But on the other hand, I mean, you know, if you want to take this route about talking about big pharma and things like that, they're not patentable. Most of them aren't. So it's tough for them to make money. So it doesn't get highlighted, or it just gets, like, you know, pushed away. So
you said that very, very eloquently. I just want to give you props for that. It's funny. I just watched an interview of actually the creator of a specific type of product. It's all over the internet. I don't want my stuff to get blocked, so I'm not going to say what it is. But basically, if something isn't off patent, it takes about $20 million to actually do research to see the off-label usage of it, and there's no money in that, so that's why we're not seeing a lot of research on the off-label use of certain things. I don't even need to say them, but there's about three of them. But everybody tuning in here is pretty in the know of this stuff. So I'd love for you to share with us, talk about your feature-length documentary, My Neuroplastic Adventure, and what we can learn from it as a resource to support our eye aging process and healing from within.
Sure. The film was really captured my 10-year journey, really, into just having a better understanding of myself and learning that, you know, the Western approach didn't work. So the documentary is just really like a, you know, sharing my personal journey about what I was dealing with from a mental health perspective, which we didn't really get into, but it was a huge part of my life, trying to heal the mental health issues that I had. But it also went into healing the eyes through different techniques, like the Feldenkrais method with David Weber, who's since passed away, but he was featured in Dr. Norman Deutsch's book, The Brain's Way of Healing. He's got a super fascinating story, I did work with him at his space in Toronto when he was still alive. I talk about PEMF therapy, I talk about sound therapy, I talk about somatic therapy, which is an amazing modality for mental health and for trapped emotions, to really connect the body and mind. And again, as I said before, a lot of emotional issues affect how we see. So it's important to do that inner work. I mean, you know, the work of Dr. Gabramante basically suggests that addiction, autoimmune issues stem from unresolved childhood trauma or unresolved trauma itself. And he's written a book, he's written a few books, The Body, There's two titles that sound similar. The Body Says No, When the Body Says No. I was mixing it up with another book, which is a very similar title. And then he has one as well about the true origins of attention deficit disorder. That was his like autobiography, which talks a lot about origins of childhood trauma manifesting into mental or cognitive delays just because of the child was just in such fight or flight that makes it very difficult to concentrate and things like that. It's just super interesting. So I cover a lot of that in my film because I in fact went through a lot of these myself and just reached out to these forward thinkers, doctors, etc., and just got lucky that I met them and I'm able to work with them. So but what I want people to learn, like, and I made this film really as a roadmap, because when I was doing this stuff, like nobody told me anything, what to do, where to go. You know, so I just dug all this research up and thought like, oh my God, the brain can change. I was diagnosed with severe learning disabilities, which I also talked about in the film, and was always told I was stupid in school and got bad grades, and you know, learned that I can reprogram my brain via, you know, these neuroplastic cognitive exercises, again, which I learned from Deutsch's book, The Brain That Changes Itself, through, her name was Barbara Arrowsmith. There's schools all over Canada and the States that use this neuroplastic approach to strengthen weakened areas of the brain to make the brain kind of function as a whole. That made a huge difference. I went back to school as an adult, you know, reprogramming my brain and it's made a profound impact on the way I learn and absorb information as well. And a big part is that we see with the brain, not with the eyes. So there's definite factor into, you know, training the brain can actually, in fact, make the eyes work a lot better. And there's a few neuroplastic vision exercises brain vision exercises that can be found online as well, and it's possible. And again, that's what this film is. It's a roadmap for people to give them hope that you can change, the body can heal if you know, given the right environment.
Well, I definitely have to watch your documentary, My Neuroplastic Adventure. I have a feeling I'll probably do it with the movie night with my girlfriend tonight, or hang out with Chris and Jen. We'll have a little biohacking get together. I had my birthday party recently. We had like my red lights outside. It was all carnivore style. So I had like some wild boar sausages and we cooked it over fire. It was like very, very primal. And I know that you're super into that as well. And the whole concept of neuroplasticity, I take different roads home. I do new recipes. I play my guitar almost every day. I'll just like take my 4x4 to the beach or somewhere. I'll pop down the back and I'll just be rocking out, playing some Metallica renditions and singing. My girlfriend, she's just along for the ride. And that's how I work on my neuroplasticity. Also, I always learn new things, even if it scares the ish out of me, even if it's intimidating. I've always done this. I would like take mechanics in high school. I would do things that would sort of intimidate me a little bit. And what I started to notice as a young woman and as an adult is that, especially as a woman, that stuff builds a lot of confidence. So do stuff that sort of scares you a little bit and it will make you a better human. I would love to hear from you, Victor, because I know that you're in a cabin in the woods right now. How does off-grid living or days away from the city help you and your mental status, help to get you away from like EMF and Wi-Fi, and how that impacts you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if any of you guys like click If any of you guys click your Wi-Fi settings, you'll know that there's like tons of Wi-Fi routers, basically, and you're just being bombarded by all these signals, whether you like it or not. Just because you can't connect to those Wi-Fi signals doesn't mean they're not passing through you. And it has a radical effect on sleep, like just not being around these signals. So grounding it is an important factor. Walking barefoot as much as you can is very important. And, you know, like some people don't have the luxury of getting away. I'm lucky to have that. But in like from my porch where I'm living in the city, I see a cell tower that's on a 5-story building about 250 meters away from me. And I mean, I've checked with these EMF meters and they are, you know, it just has effect. Just because you can't see something or hear something doesn't mean it's affecting you. So, you know, get off grid.
Do you remember all those people walking around with their tinfoil hats? I don't actually think they were that far off, because in my opinion right now, I do think that EMFs, electromagnetic radiation frequencies, are probably the biggest health threat that we have at this time. That's a pretty bold statement. That's my personal opinion. That's not medical information. That's educational information only. But we really have to take this stuff seriously. And isn't it weird that getting out in nature, putting your feet barefoot, is considered a luxury? This is so wrong. This is so backwards. We do need to get back to our primal roots. What are some of the ways that you get back to your more primordial sense of being a human? I know that you work a little bit with psychedelics. It's been part of your journey. Why don't you just share with us some of the benefits that you've observed with getting back to some more like primal healing methods?
I really follow the light water magnetism element, just getting in sync with my circadian rhythm, make sure I'm drinking clean water because the body is water, and stay grounded and avoid as much EMF as possible by shutting my Wi-Fi router off at night and just exposing myself. I mean, those are the basics, which are free. And once you kind of get in tune with that, you know, you can't get well in the same environment you got sick in. And once you learn what environment actually means, from a inner environment, outer environment, quantum environment, I mean, then, you know, and again, like I said before, just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. So that's, yeah. So that's what I usually go to.
That's awesome. We speak a lot of the same language. I love this. I love talking to you and just hearing about your experiences. And, you know, we all used to hang out in front of a fire and eat our food and dance around and bang on drums, make our own music. It's like, why the heck have we lost that? Why are we now just glued to like Netflix and things like that? And that, you know, that's kind of destroying our eyes at the same time. This world we live in right now is something special. That's for sure. Victor, do you have any closing words for our interview today?
No, basically, your body's intelligent, and the power of the mind is, you know, you just have to really believe in yourself and explore that there's possibilities. Everything is found in nature. So if there's something, you know, and every reaction has an opposite and equal reaction. So find what works for you, get in the right space, mental space, and look, read, research, find your tribe. It's there, and your body is a lot more powerful than you think it is.
Well, I am absolutely blessed to have gotten to know you, know of your work, and I can't wait to watch your docuseries and also have you back on the show as well to dig a little bit deeper. We kind of scratched the surface with a lot of this stuff, but the peptides for the eyes, I love that, and absolutely ongoing learning through these conferences. Peptides are just exploding in the functional medicine world. And a little tip, if you're looking for a rockstar provider, find yourself an MD with a functional medicine training. One of my girlfriends, Catherine Hart, I know you're going to be listening to this episode. She's one of those amazing practitioners. I think Dr. Elka Cook is also one of them, functional medicine from ER Doc. There's a lot of practitioners that are waking up, if you will. And speaking of waking, I've just like talked to a ton of people. They're feeling really fatigued, they're feeling anxious, they're feeling nauseated. And we hear about all this stuff like, oh, or is it ascension symptoms, things like that. You know what? I think it's probably radiation exposure. So one of the tips that I do is I take an Epsom salt bath with 2 cups of unscented Epsom salts, 2 cups of non-GMO baking soda, and then some of my favorite like pineapple body oil, which I have here, so you can get on the store. So it counteracts the dryness from the salts. Soaking that for about 20 minutes is probably one of the cheapest, longest standing radiation detox baths. But we do need to take this stuff seriously right now. So learn more about Victor Mipsfud at blindbiohacker.com. And Victor, how can we work with you?
I can be reached through my Instagram. I'm quite active on there at blindbiohacker. I do consults with people who are having vision issues as well. I'm in the process of working on my vision optimization summit, which has taken a bit longer than I expected. The website's visionoptimizationsummit.com. But that's still in the process. I have some amazing speakers talking about all things eye health, you know, from peptides to red light therapy, etc. My documentary is available on Amazon Prime. It's also available in Canada on the AMI website, Accessible Media Incorporated, the TV version. Or if you can't find it, send me a DM and I can send you a link.
Fabulous. Well, if you ever need a speaker for your summit talking about eye health and clean products and all of that, just let me know, because that is my wheelhouse as well as rejuvenation for the eyes. Also, well, thank you so much, Victor, for being on the show with me here today. I can't wait to have you back on and nerd out a little bit more. I really personally want to get into a little bit more of this like primal healing method that, you know, served us pretty well for a pretty darn long time. And also just a quick shout out, join me at Fall Skin Camp. We start this Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where I will be focusing on undoing sun damage from your fabulous glory days in the summer, which I always encourage. But there are some things that we can do to mitigate that damage in the fall, rejuvenate, repair with various at-home and in-clinic options, what you should focus on now, and also pre- and post-recovery tips. You can register at fallskincamp.com and learn more with me one-on-one at rachelvarga.ca. And I'd love to help you out, get you started with the solid routine at home and give you that ongoing support. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with Victor and I here on the Rachel Varga podcast. And be sure to subscribe on the YouTube channel. Hit the bell at the Rachel Varga official Instagram, Facebook page, YouTube, and share this podcast episode with someone who you think could benefit from this healing method message regarding the eye health and all that cool stuff. And I'm going to be checking out your docuseries tonight. Thanks, Victor, for joining us.
Thank you.